It's day four of the Hajj, and nearly 2 million Muslims are participating this week in Saudi Arabia. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Now, the Hajj is the world's single largest gathering of people, and it's a ritual as old as time to those in the Middle East. It's a time of spiritual hunger as Muslims seek the face of Allah. A Christian leader we'll call Peter says his group, Cry Out Now, has been covering the Hajj in prayer each year for a decade.
We continually hear stories of Muslims that encountered Jesus during the Hajj. And, they come back having their lives completely revolutionized.
Next, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has announced its 2030 calling. The goal? To reach every campus in the United States for Christ by 2030. InterVarsity's president, Tom Lynn, says
2,500 campuses around the U.S. that have over 1,000 students. Only about 1,200 of those 2,500 were campuses that had some sort of active Christian community there.
So pray for these campuses, InterVarsity's goal, and how you can join the 2030 calling. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Barna research has shown that regular interest in the Bible in the U.S. is low, even among those who are claiming to be Christians. Matt Peterson of Wycliffe says,
of course, as a Bible translation organization, that was a concern because, first of all, we value the Bible and we want other people to engage with it because it transforms lives. But also, it's difficult for us to get people in the U.S. interested in helping other people get the Bible if they're not seeing it as valuable in their own lives.
You can join the dialogue with hashtag WhyBible. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.